welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. Today is Saturday, the 15th day of July in the year of our Lord, 2017. A couple of real quick housekeeping items so you get a chance. Please visit ruralsurvival.info. I think you'll find a lot of good stuff there. We still have some flash drives in stock. You can see the index at ruralsurvival.info, see what's on them. It's well over 1,570 documents, ladies and gentlemen. You might want to take a look at that. As promised, we have our guest today, which is Don Wiskin of Extendivite fame. Don't know if he's on the line yet or not, but he should be here momentarily. I have communicated with him this morning. He is going to be on the show, at least for the first hour. So when he comes on, we'll get to him. The world is continuing to spin what I would call wildly out of control. Washington has been that way for a very long time, Washington, D.C., that is. I honestly believe that the inmates have taken over this asylum, so to speak, on both sides of the House. I still maintain that the Democrats and Republicans are simply two heads of the same snake. It seems like nothing changes. It really doesn't. No matter what they promise, everything stays the same. And I really feel sorry for Mr. Trump in a way. He's obviously trying to get some of his campaign promises done. But he's being held up at every point. He just can't seem to get it done. All right, folks. Well, apparently Don has been somewhat delayed. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. I say again, 1-800-313-9443. And we'll just go with open lines until Don calls in. And he might not call into the second hour. He told me earlier today he just wanted to do 1 hour. So who knows what happened. But he does know that he's supposed to be on today as he wanted to be. So we'll just wait for him to come on, and I think it'll be a real fun conversation. It usually is with Don. He and I get along great, and the callers seem to like him. Okay, Lori, anything you're watching today? Hello, Lori. You have no audio on Lori. Okay, there you go.
I apologize. Forgot to unmute.
Okay, Sam came on, said he had no audio on you, and that's fine. But anyway, sorry, I did, last Thursday, I did the mute thing, too.
So. Really nothing that I saw today, but I did see something last Saturday while we were on the air. And
okay, what was that?
I just wanted to read this, and then I'm going to pose a question to our listeners, and I'd like to have them call in and get their opinion. Okay. I did see on the news last weekend that former President Obama's criticism for absence of U.S. leadership during G20 sparks debate. He was quoted as saying, "The Paris Agreement, even with the temporary absence of U.S. leadership, will still be a critical factor in helping our children solve the enormous challenges to humanity." The question is to our listeners, should former presidents and lawmakers be bashing the president while he's overseas?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, should they be bashing him at all? It's been the traditional role of former presidents of the United States to normally take a back seat and actually make an effort to stay out of the limelight. Just like the former President Bush did when Obama was in office, just like George H.W. Bush did when Clinton was in office. You didn't hear anything out of them. And that is probably the way it should be, in my opinion. But there's no laws saying that they can't say whatever they want. You know, they have the same rights as everybody else does. They're back to being private citizens. They have freedom of speech. And regardless of whether or not I like what they say, you know, I still support their right to speak out. Lori, right. We have Don with us now. Good morning, yes, Don.
Well, good morning, Tim and Lori. How are you today?
Doing great, you? Buddy.
I was just waiting for someone to call me.
Oh, I thought you called in. Sam, that's my fault. That's my fault. Sam asked me if you were going to call in, and I said I assumed you would because last time you did. But that's fine. That's fine. We got it straight.
I do the Skype thing just like you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, I do Skype text. I can't do Skype voice. I don't have a good enough connection. I'm on the phone right now.
Oh,
and so is Lori. Yeah, we don't have a fast enough connection here.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, that's what the benefits of living in the country are, eh?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. You know, we live so far out in the sticks, they got a pipe in daylight. So what do you expect, you know?
Well, yeah, I live in the country, but the daylight comes in on its own.
Oh, okay, that's good. Well, where we're at, we're actually 8.5 miles from the transmitter tower where we get our internet from. We've got a 50-foot mast on top of the roof with an antenna on it, and so all of ours is actually radio linked to the internet. So it's not real fast.
No, no, and not at 8 miles, too. You're getting pretty close to the end of the ability for it to transmit. But
right.
Anyways, Tim, I was just looking back through my Skype records, and October 11th last year is when we first started talking about you taking the Extendivite.
Yeah, so, and I still am.
So that's been quite a few months now. How are you feeling?
Actually, I'm feeling good, other than my leg. You know, I don't know if you heard or not, but somebody crushed my ankle last March 15th, and this has been an ongoing battle. I think the Extendivite has helped me with the circulation of my legs. I have had problems. I've still got an open wound that is being very stubborn to heal, which Lori has to dress twice a day. But I'm getting there. The bone is actually doing good. It's the flesh that's having a hard time. And honestly, this week I thought it was going to have to be amputated. It wasn't, thank goodness. I mean, everybody thought so. Doctor comes in, takes a look at it, and says, no, this will work. So,
good.
Yeah.
Good, because you certainly don't want to lose your leg working on a farm.
No, I didn't. I absolutely didn't, but I was mentally prepared for it.
Yeah, I seen your picture on the GoFundMe, and yes, it was looking pretty bad. They had pins stuck through your legs.
Oh, yeah, they did. That is gone. That only lasted about 3 weeks before I bumped it or fell or something and made it come loose from the bone. So then they operated on me, and I think I've got 3 metal plates. I know I counted 11 big old screws, and they look like deck screws, you know, like you use for putting a porch together. That's what they look like, really.
No, I believe you.
I mean, you know, the pain isn't that great. It's there constantly, but it's not that great. But I really attribute, you know, being a diabetic, I attribute a lot of the real good blood circulation I've got to the Extendivite. And I probably take more of it than I should. I actually like the taste of the liquid. And,
hey, gentlemen, not to interrupt, but we do have a caller. Ty in Austin has a question for...
Oh, hi, everybody. Don, okay.
Hi, Ty.
Good morning, Ty.
Hi, hi. Hope everybody's feeling great today. Don, I have a question for you, sir. I am about week two, let's say 10 days to 2 weeks into taking Extendivite capsules. I'm 43, and there's some history of stuff in my family that prompted me to go ahead and start getting on this product. But I've noticed some inflammation in a couple areas. It's gone now, but the lymph nodes in my neck, those are gone. The ones underneath in my armpits and a little swelling around my belly button I've noticed since I've started taking that. And is it common to have some detox effects, and is that what I'm experiencing, or am I on the wrong path here of thinking?
I'd you know, I'm not really quite sure how to answer that, but I'd like to say it might be the detoxifying effects of it. Some people wind up getting a rash around their butt and their thighs because, you know, once the kidneys start to detox, if they can't get it out of your body, they push it out through the skin and people get a rash. And we've had people, now it's been a long time since I've heard that, but we've had people have those rashes and they stopped the product for a couple of days. The rashes went away and they went back on it and they didn't come back. But that is, it could have been part of a detoxification, yes.
Okay. Well, it's not terribly uncomfortable, and it's seems to be slowly waning. So, all righty. I was just curious if anybody else had given you reports like that. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you, Ty. Yeah, I was. Yeah, that was one of the questions. I think there's somebody else out there. Hopefully, they're listening. They had a question for you also, Don. But I remember that was one of the questions, and I couldn't answer it last week.
Yeah, well, I was thinking some of the questions might be, when are we going to have the liquid back? Because, you know, when I sent you those bottles from Amazon,
right,
we were being audited by Health Canada, and just the liquid, not the capsules. I mean, they looked at all of the capsules information, and they went, you know, they were happy. But the fact that, you know, we have a liquid with alcohol, they've been making us jump through 1,000 hoops. And every time I thought I was finished with them, they had another request for another test. So I'm
right.
hoping that I get the results the first part of this week, and then we'll be able to put the liquid back up for sale. But we've been jumping through all these hoops because we do have an NPN, which is a natural product number with Health Canada,
right.
which allows us to make claims like a drug. So that we can say that, you know, right on our label, we say helps maintain cardiovascular health and lowers cholesterol in adults. You know, we are allowed to
right.
make claims because of that. But hopefully we get the test results this week. And on the final test, I hope it's a final test. And then we should be okay to go with the liquid again. But it's been, well, since I sent you that in the mail there quite a while ago. So.
Right.
Been almost 4 months, and we have some people that are, you know, kind of upset. Ah, where's your liquid? But
right, I understand.
We will have that back. Well, I mean, yeah, it's all good too. So, I mean, all of these tests that we've done, we passed everything, you know, and they've made us test for, you know, things, including the 6% terpene of the ginkgo biloba. So it's been an interesting ride, but. We're just about done with them, but one of the health food stores that carries our product, they have their own line, and they got audited, and they had 650 products that had to all go through the auditing procedure, and they're still working on that. Yeah, I'm glad they only picked the one, but they liked the capsules. It was just that the liquid, you know, is in an alcohol base, so they're really stingent on that. It's. I thought at one point
right.
they were going to tell me I couldn't sell the liquid anymore, and that would have been disappointing. I would have had to
move
to the States.
Yeah, at least part of the business.
Yeah, well, I would have moved the whole thing. As a Canadian, it's easy for us to set up in the States. All we have to do is register a business, and then we're allowed to be there for the 5 years that we're licensed, and, you know, without green cards, without anything else, because we're investing in your country. So
right.
I looked into that real serious because I wasn't sure which way we were going, because I want both the liquid and the capsules out there.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, I started out preferring the capsules, but eventually I started preferring the liquid, and I probably hit that little bottle a dozen times a day. I've gotten so I like that taste.
Yeah.
It's an acquired taste, but... You know, I like it.
Yeah. Well, you know, funny thing is a friend of mine was having some serious heartburn to the point that he thought he was having a heart attack, and he'd go to the hospital and they'd say, no, you're not having a heart attack. And I tried to get him to eat sauerkraut, just cabbage and salt, no wine or vinegar,
right.
because the wine vinegar destroys the healing powers. And he was here the other day. I hadn't seen him in a few months because he was having some problems, and anyways, he shows up, and he says to me, you know, I've been eating the sauerkraut, he says, and it's really, really helped with my stomach, and I don't get the heartburn anymore, and I feel so much better. He says, but in right. the beginning, it was really rough to eat it. And then I'm thinking to myself, wow, I mean, it's just cabbage and salt. But
right.
anyways, he's very happy, and he's doing well with it. So he's not getting the heartburn.
Well, that's fantastic.
He's having a heart attack. Well, yeah, it's not nice when you have a heartburn and you're not sure whether it's heartburn or a heart attack. So he was running to the hospital, and he lives about 45 minutes away from the city. So it was
right.
quite a journey.
Yeah, well, I understand that part of it, too. We've got a Band-Aid stand here in town where quite literally I think everybody that goes there gets immediately transferred to either Columbia, Missouri or St. Louis or Kansas City or Springfield, one of the big cities. And, you know, I know that even breaking my ankle, I had what's called a trimalleal fracture. They flew me out to Columbia, Missouri. They couldn't even handle a busted ankle here.
Wow.
So I understand that point.
Yeah, that's one of the advantages of living in the country, I guess, eh?
Yeah,
or
another
disadvantages.
One, yes.
Yeah, where
that's
I am,
okay.
I have the ambulance service right across the street, and I have the fire department just three doors down, and
wow.
I guess they're going to be tearing down this old building across the street and building an old folks' home there, so... They try to look after us right here.
It sounds like it. I mean, you've got all the services right there on top of you. That's great.
Yeah, well, we're in a little village, so... Yeah, if I ever had a heart attack, I would laugh. But, hey, in just a few more days, I'll have outlived my father. He was 62 and a month when he passed away, and I'll be 62 and a month in another 4 days, so...
Well,
I'm just about
well,
to outlive
let's
my
hope
dad.
You do outliving by far.
Well, I hope you know? So too. I listen, we talk to people on the phone in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. I was talking with a gentleman the other day. He was he'll be 98 come November, and he's been taking the Extendivite for quite some time because he finds that it gives him more mobility and helps him feel like he can do things and that's, you know, that's the way I want to feel if I happen to get that old, is like I can get up and look
oh, yeah.
after myself.
Now, that's, I think that scares a lot of us, that idea of being dependent. I know right now I'm dependent on everybody in the house for everything, and it's very, very frustrating. But I've got, you know, I've got hope that by the end of the year I'll actually be walking, you know,
well,
unassisted. So I'm looking forward to getting my freedom back.
Yes, I can well imagine. I can well imagine. You can't walk down to the mailbox and back anymore.
No, that is impossible. Of course, our driveway is too rough for a wheelchair, and I could probably do it with the walker if I went really slow, but we'd be talking a two-hour round trip, literally.
Yeah. Well... That's good, because at one time you couldn't even make it there, and then you started taking the Extendivite, and you made it down to the end of the driveway and back, no problems. And
Yeah,
so
it only took about a month.
How's your defibrillator working?
Well, apparently it's working great, because it hasn't gone off yet.
Ooh.
It's never cycled, so I'd say it's working great. I was told it's very painful when it does kick in, and it hasn't happened yet. And it monitors me 24/7, you know, and believe it or not, the phone rings if I get my heart rate up too high. This happened, I think, in January or February. February, I was trying to rototill garden, and, of course, with help, not by myself, and came back up to the house where this thing could reach the Wi-Fi, and they were immediately on the phone asking me what I was doing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have our break. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival with Tim and Laurie Spencer. Our guest today is Don Wiskin from Extendivite. Extendivite is 100% all natural, and it's for cardiovascular and low cholesterol in adults. So if you have any questions for Don, now would be the time to call in. Number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Okay, Don, what else can you tell us about your Extendivite?
Well, it is garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. And it is based on German knowledge of natural medicine. That's where the formula was basically created from, the German compendium. And I've been working with this product since I was 43. So it's a very long time. I'm 62 now, so that's 19 years. And in the year 2000, I went on the air in Vancouver, BC. And the next thing you know, I gave up my roofing business, which I was in when I had my heart attack. And I was about to lose it because I had lost so much of my heart to damaged tissue. And I was down to a 38% ejection fraction of, you know, with my heart function. So I know that feeling too. I'm sorry?
I said, I know that feeling too. Mine was down to 20, what was it, Ori? 27, 28?
Wow. So what did that now?
Yeah, it was something like that. They haven't checked me again. I think I'm due to be checked this summer sometime. And I'm very curious to see what it's going to be.
This is why, you know, if I was on the phone, we wouldn't have these problems on the Skype. There's that bit of a delay, so.
We're good, buddy.
Yeah, I know. But I did that one time. I called into a show and I was on a phone, and they were all on Skype, and I was like a couple of seconds behind them. And so I would go to say something and interrupt them. And, you know, I said, well, we can't do that again.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody's hearing everything loud and clear. At least I am on my end. So I think we're okay. Go ahead and continue with what you were saying, Don, because I find this very, very interesting.
Well, I had a friend who last year in March had a stroke, and he was lucky. He got in and he got the clot-busting drug, and he had no damage, no side effects. I have another friend who had a stroke who still has speech impediment, but he was very fortunate and everything went good. So in April last year, he started taking the Extendivite capsules, and he's been tested a few times. But when you mentioned that you were down in the 20s for your heart function,
yeah.
He was down to 22% himself, and he had a lot of problems. And, you know, with the Extendivite, they tested him in April, and in April, he was up to 37% heart function. So,
wow.
You know, it is. I'm very happy. He was over here a couple of days ago because one of our friends just passed away from lung cancer, and he was feeling a little depressed, and so he came over to chat for a while, and so we got talking about him a little bit, and, you know, he's doing everything that he wants. He's a welder, and
right.
He was working right up until the end of June. He was only supposed to work for 3 months last year. Like, he went back to work in September, and he was only supposed to work for 3 months, and he worked right through until June without any problems at all. But he's going in again in August for another test. They're going to do the nuclear medicine and
right.
Take images of his heart. I guess it's called a MUGA test, M-U-G-A, a gamma ray pictures. And they construct a 3D image of his heart. And I'm hoping that, you know, his heart functions up even just a little bit more. But, you know, eventually I'd like to see him back up. Well, I'm hoping. You know, he's not doing he's doing all the right things. So, you know, I hope for the best as well.
Yeah. Well, let's hope things work out for him. You know, I can understand when you have a low ejection factor, at least with me, Don, things like anything that makes you sweat a little bit, you know, any kind of physical activity, the heat, you know, I just feel like I'm dying, you know, or at least I did. I'm feeling much, much better now. But a year ago last March, I almost did die. My ejection factor was real low. They decided they had to put this defibrillator in me. You know, I was having real problems. But the way I feel now is just so much better. I can sit out in the heat on the back porch, you know. Like when I get done with the radio day, it'll probably be 95 degrees by then, and I'll still go sit out on the back porch, and the heat isn't bothering me near as much as it used to. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in 4 minutes. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Back in four.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and our guest today is Don Weston with Extendivite. And Don, we actually have a couple of callers on the line for you. We're going to go to Susie and Arkansas on line 9.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning, Lori, Tim, and Don.
Good morning.
Morning.
Just a couple of things. Didn't I hear program a long, way back, it had to have been at least 6 months ago. I'm sorry about my voice. It seems to want to go away. Anyway, I thought I heard a German man call in who had been in really, really bad shape, and he took the Extendivite, and he could not say enough. He was like at death's door. And that man just went on and on and on and on and on about how great it was. Am I right about that, Tom?
Yeah, we actually have a gentleman in Utah. I've been meaning to get him to call in while I've been on the air, but I just keep forgetting to call him in advance. He was sent home by his cardiologist to get his affairs in order because they didn't expect him to live very long. And he got on the Extendivite, and, well, later that year, his cardiologist had a heart attack and passed away. And so the next year, he got another cardiologist, and he wound up having a heart attack and passing away. And so he's on his third cardiologist, and it's been almost 4 years for him now. So his whole world changed.
That has to be the man I heard. Well, that convinced me that I should try it because there's three siblings in my family, and we all have a slight heart problem because my mom did not have a strong heart. I think it was genetically. Anyway, and when you said also that there are other things, that it's not just for the heart, it's for lots of other things, and you've got so many good herbs in that in that formula. And now, not only do I have a little heart problem, but I also have a tremendous balance problem. And I've had, over the years, I've had a lot of head trauma, starting with getting dropped off a couple of horses and things like that. And I'm really hoping for some good results there, too. And I don't herbs go across the blood-brain barrier?
Yes. The ginkgo actually helps to get more oxygen to the heart and brain, and it can help boost your oxygen levels, too.
Yes, yes. I wanted to comment about, and also I have to join Tim in that I do like it. I like the taste of it. Now, I had made some cayenne tincture of my own, and it was so hot that it was hard to take, but I really like the Extendolite. I can handle that well. And the other thing I was going to say, when you were talking about the sauerkraut,
yes.
If you get raw milk and make kefir and use the whey along with the salt, it even enhances the microbes even more.
Yeah, raw milk is kind of hard for the average person to get their hands on, though.
True.
Here in Canada, they regulate it really heavily, and they put people out of business, and people have tried, you know, selling their cows, shares of their cows to their customers so that they actually were part owners of the farm. And they got away with it for years, but, you know, only lately have they been allowing us to get organic milk. But even then, it's still not raw like it was when I was a kid working on my uncle's farm.
Right.
Right. My brother lives in Florida, and he gets, I think what you're talking about, the organic, it's pasteurized, but it's not, you know, not too terrible, bad. And he makes kefir with that. And it still makes the kefir. So there must be enough microbes there to do the job.
Well, my dad worked in the dairy for years. And I worked there off and on when I was young. And I took the milk grading course at Kempville College in just outside of Ottawa to learn how to grade milk so that I could maybe move up the ladder. And the milk has a lot of bacteria, even after it's been processed. When you do a plate loop count on it, there's still a certain amount of bacteria still in it.
Right.
Oh, that's really good to know. But I really am grateful for your product, and I haven't been taking it too long, and even after I got it, I kept forgetting and not taking it. It's only been maybe the last 2 or 3 weeks I've been taking it on a real regular basis and remembering to do it. So I hope to have some even better results to tell you about the next time you're on.
Yes, well, I like to say it takes time. You know, it usually within 6 months, doctors notice, you know, improvements, and within a year, they just can't explain the improvements that people have noticed. But for some people, it does work rather quickly. We've had quite a few people mention that within a week or so, they've noticed that their legs weren't as heavy, and they just felt better. It took the pain of their feet away. But
yeah, myself included, Don.
Yourself included, good. Well, I just don't like to say that it's going to work overnight so that people don't get discouraged because, you know, it does take more than one bottle. It could take six or more. And then once you get to a certain point, you feel so good you don't want to quit, just like your regular caller there, Dr. Joe. You know, he's four years plus on it now.
Well, I know that what you're saying is so true, and but it's interesting. You know, because you're in Canada, when I went to order it, my credit card wouldn't work going through the Canadian system or whatever, I guess. So I had to have my brother order it on the web.
What happens is they see your credit card coming up into a Canadian site and they go, well, you know, that could be a scam, so they're protecting you by stopping it, and then you have to dial the toll-free number on the back of your card, and they release it. They sometimes only give us a half-hour window or something, so when you phone them, when you talk to them, they say, okay, well, have them run the card through within the next 30 minutes, and that happens.
Oh, okay.
That happens usually three or four times or more a week.
Well, anyway, I told him to order me 6 months. And I don't know, somehow he wound up ordering me a year's supply. So I'm going to find out.
Well, maybe he thought you said six bottles.
Maybe, I don't know. It didn't really matter, but I just have to remember where I put it. That's all.
Yeah, well,
okay.
That'll come. You just keep taking it every day, and eventually you won't forget where it was.
But I also appreciated when you used to do the ad about how all your family met their demise very early, and then at 42, how you had such a drastic heart attack, and then you're so healthy at 60 now.
Yeah, my brother was, my one brother was 44, my other brother was 53, my dad was 62. And, yes, I'm just about to outlive my dad just a few more days. But I have a very good feeling I'm probably going to see 80-ish, maybe 90.
Cool.
Well, it'd be nice as long as I'm still mobile.
Right. All right, Susie, did you have anything else?
No, I guess that's it. I better let somebody else call in, so thank you.
All right,
you
well, we
much.
Appreciate you calling, as always, Susie. We really like your input, so make sure you call back again next week. All right, next we're going to Tom in Utah on line 5. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, yes. I have a couple of curiosity questions. You know, I hear, number one, I wanted to find out what kind of dietary scheme you gentlemen are suggesting when you take the product. And also, the second question is there any seaweed included in that formula?
No, there's no seaweed, and it's exactly what it says on the label. The capsules are strictly herbs. There's no fillers. There's no additives. And we even use a veggie cap, and in the alcohol tincture, the only thing is alcohol plus the herbs. We have no fillers, no anything else. And as for diet, I just say, you know, eat as you normally ate. There's, you know, it's hard to tell somebody to, oh, eat a low-carb diet, or, oh, eat the Kinyo's diet, or, oh, follow Dr. Atkins. You know, there's so much. I did follow a diet a few years ago, called the 5-2 diet now by Dr. Mosley. He's a BBC doctor journalist, and he's all over the YouTube with his 5-2 diet, but 2 days a week you eat 600 calories, and the rest of the week you eat whatever you want, and it doesn't take long before you're not eating as much as you used to on your 5 days off. But the 2 days a week he uses is Monday and Thursday. But it it does help to really, you know, clean the body out a little bit. But, you know, I don't recommend any diets. I just say, you know, take the Extendivite when you start feeling like you want to start exercising. Go walking. And if you can walk 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, you're going to get healthier all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when she when the previous caller alluded to the kefir or the whey, I'm wondering, you don't have that in the product, right? You said it's just strictly herbs?
Strictly herbs, yeah. No, they were no additives.
No animal product included in it.
No, that's why I went with the veggie caps for the capsules.
Right.
Because I didn't want to use the gelatin caps, which are bone-based. I wanted to keep...
Yeah, they're a trigger for lupus.
Yeah.
If you get shunting, if you get shunting of that collagen through your liver, then you end up setting yourself up for lupus.
You know, there's a lot of people who said, oh, you know, it doesn't matter. But it matters to me. And that's where it really counts is, you know, I want to look you in the face and say, there's nothing in here that will harm you. And that's, you know, the biggest thing for me. Very important.
Okay.
If you caught earlier in the show, I was mentioning that, you know, the Health Canada, because I have a natural health product, they audited us and have run our liquid through so many tests that I don't know of any other product that has been tested as stringently as our liquid has been and has passed every test. And I'm just waiting for the last one right now. And once that one's done, we'll hopefully should be back selling it. I've said that before, but then they came up with another test, but I think they've run out of tests. I've met all my license obligations.
So let me just make sure there's no algae, no kelp, no seaweed extracts in that.
Nope.
Hey, Don, if I could make a suggestion, if you got the bottle in front of you, can you just read off the ingredients real quick? We got about 3 minutes for our next break.
Okay, well, I have the liquid bottle in front of me, and it says hawthorn, berry extract 22%, garlic powder 16%, valerian root 16%, cayenne powder 16%, bilberry berries 16%, ginkgo biloba leaf extract 7%, milk thistle seed powder 7%, and it's in a 40% other ingredients 40% grain alcohol, and that's exactly what's in it.
So if you drink enough of it, you'll feel good anyway.
Yeah, but you have to drink an awful lot, and it's pretty expensive if you're looking at alcohol drink that way.
Yeah,
yeah, real expensive.
Yeah, you're only taking 0.05 milliliters a time. It's about
right,
the tip
right.
Of the thumb. Or in our capsules, we have no alcohol, but the alcohol suspension.
Yeah, quite frankly, by the time you've metabolized a glass of cow's milk, you've got more alcohol in your system than your product will deliver.
Yeah,
most people don't know that.
If your system isn't working properly, if you eat chocolate, your body can actually ferment the chocolate into alcohol, so the yeast can party in your gut and your intestines. So, yeah, there's been, you know, many instances of people having a cirrhosis of the liver, and they never drank alcohol in their life.
Right. Yeah, I had to deal with cases like that. All right, I was just curious about that. You satisfied me, but yeah, I was just trying to find out what you had done personally in your dietary choice since your 42-year event.
Yeah, I did the Dr. Mosley's 5-2 diet, and I don't follow it as much anymore because I got to the weight that I wanted to be, and I've stayed there. So, and I am.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with Dr. Mosley's diet. Would you describe that then for me? briefly?
Well, they actually, there was a really good video on PBS about 6 or 7, maybe 8 years ago. And since then, that video has disappeared because he's wrote a book, and he called it the 5-2 diet. But he came across a group of people that were eating less calories every day, and they were looking younger than him. And so he went, and you can find this on YouTube, he went to a doctor with one of these people, and the doctor tested them both. And Dr. Mosley was in line for a heart attack, and this other 40-some-year-old guy was in better shape than the average.
All right,
teenager.
Gentlemen, we have our break, a hard break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. When we come back, we're going to let Don tell everybody how to order this amazing product. Back in 3.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to RBN. We're talking with Don Ritchie about Extendivite, and Don.
Yeah, I wanted to be more specific on that Mosley diet, if you would, just briefly. What does that mean? Since I was assaulted in D.C. and I'm blind, I'm pretty much dependent on what I can hear, so I'm hoping you can describe it rather than me going in.
2 days a week, you eat 600 calories, and for me, I did it on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but he talks about doing it on Monday and Thursdays. But what your diet is like 1 or 2 eggs and a slice of ham for breakfast, and then one or two eggs and a slice of ham for supper. That'll bring you up to around your 600 calories. Or so 2 days a week, Monday and Thursday, eat 600 calories. The rest of the week, eat whatever you want. What happens is after about 3 or 4 weeks, you get to the point that you're not eating as much on those other days, because it's easier and easier to live off of the, you know, the egg diet. Apparently you can eat as many eggs as you want, and they don't, you know, they're good for you. So I know it doesn't sound like very much to eat, but you do get used to it. And I shed over 45 pounds, and I was type 2 diabetic, and I was having all kinds of problems with my sugar. And like Tim, one day I was working away in my garage during this diet, and I found myself getting shaky, and I went into the house and tested my blood. I was in Canada, 5 to 7 is normal. 5 to 7.7. It used to be 7, but they raised it to 7.7 and had a 300% increase in diabetes. But I was down to 4.3, and at that point I was shaking, and I ate a sandwich, and, you know, I was back to normal. But unlike Tim, I prepared it and ate it all at the same time. He went and sat down.
Right. Yeah. That was my mistake.
Yeah, you should have ate it right away, put it right in your mouth.
Yep.
Maybe.
Well, we learn.
Okay, well, that satisfies my questions. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, and good luck with that.
Thank you for your call, Tom. Okay, real quick, we do have a couple more callers for you, Don.
Hello?
Before we go to the top of the hour break, do we have somebody on the line right now, Lori?
We do.
I'm on.
Hello?
Is this Michelle in Illinois?
Yes, I am. I have a question. I have many allergies, and I have autonomic neuropathy and many other things, and I do have circulation and heart problems on top of it. And I'm severely allergic to any type of corn, and also I have to have, like, a strict diet, like non-GMO and organic. Can you let me know if there's any corn products in that? And is GMO organic?
There's no corn products in it at all. And some of the herbs are organic, and some of them are registered kosher. So we have there should be nothing in there that would cause any allergic reactions.
Okay, did that answer your question, Michelle? Okay, perhaps we lost her. If you would, Don, hang on through the break. We still got to tell people how they can get this product, okay? I know you only want to do 1 hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll
be back in 2.5 minutes.
I'll do a little more as long as there's people interested.
Okay.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.